Welcome to Jazz Rhythm and an hour of Jack Teagarden with Louis Armstrong. The 1929 recording Knockin' a Jug is oddly the one and only early recording of trumpeter Louis Armstrong and trombonist Jack Teagarden together. Though their paths crossed often over the years, they didn't record together again until the late 1940s, when Teagarden spent 4 years in Louis Armstrong's All-Stars. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to the second of four programs honoring Jack Teagarden and an hour featuring these two giants of jazz together. This is Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. The Mutual Admiration Society of Satchmo and Big T revived their careers and artistic energies. Their combined genius as natural reinventors of melody, unparalleled skill interpreting song, and complete mastery of their instruments generated a brilliant body of work, leaving a lasting impression on jazz. This is an hour of Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong together on Jazz Rhythm. Teagarden was a tall, dark, handsome Texan. Everyone in his family played music, including his father, who played mediocre trumpet in the town band of Vernon, Texas, where Leo Weldon Teagarden was born in 1905. At the age of 8, he took up trombone, but his arms were too short to fully extend the trombone slide, so Jack taught himself to play using alternate slide positions in combination with breath and lip control. He advanced quickly and continued his unorthodox method throughout his life, which is in part responsible for his unique sound and style. By age 15, Leo Weldon, who preferred being called Jack, was a full-time musician, working in the band of legendary Texas bandleader and pianist Peck Kelly, where he matured as a musician and first met Louis Armstrong. It was a brief meeting sometime around 1921 in New Orleans, but each recalled it vividly decades later. Teagarden was stunned by hearing Louis' brilliant trumpet notes drifting from a riverboat and, quote, stayed absolutely still, just listening until the boat dropped anchor. He then asked to meet Louis, who greeted him warmly and introduced him around. Armstrong even heard Jack blow a little, recalling, I got goose pimples all over. I'd never heard anything so fine. In 1947, Teagarden joined Louis Armstrong's All-Stars. One of their specialties together was something they called the Jack Armstrong Blues. Mm-hmm.
I'll take four bars. You play forever me.
Load on, boy, load on.
Satchmo and Jack Teagarden together in 1947 on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. This is the second in a four-part salute to Big T. From Photos and Recollections of Those Who Knew Him, a vivid portrait of Teagarden can be assembled. He was a big, tall, handsome Texan, hence his name Big T, with jet black hair parted high and combed back. His wide, open face, dark features and high cheekbones suggest Cherokee blood, though his family was of German extraction. His suits were often rumpled, ill-fitting, or threadbare. And as one colleague said, his hair was always groomed, but his pants were never pressed. Jack was easygoing, got along with everyone, read music well, and fit into just about any band. His completely natural musical talent, superb feeling for the blues, and self-effacing manner endeared him to Louis Armstrong, to whom he was a perfect foil between 1947 and 51. You can hear in these recordings that they loved performing together and had a genuine affection for each other.
No, Mr. T, now don't start that stuff with me. Oh, you just want to get me all depressed. No, now. Oh, please stop playing those blues, boy. Ease up on those minor keys. Just can't stand those blues, boy. You bring back those old memories. That's the same old blues my baby sang to me before she ran off with a cat. And everybody said that it was Mr. T.
But it wasn't me, though. It wasn't me.
Well, that's what they said. Please stop playing those blues, boy. Bring back those old memories.
Bad enough, but that you make me feel worse, Gabe. Oh, man, I can't stand it no more. I'm gonna cry. Woo-hoo. Man. Oh, please stop, Mr. Lewis, please. Stop playing those blues, boy. Can't you see you're bringing me down, oh, down. Just can't stand those blues, boy. Cause don't you know my baby's left town. Now I must admit, you play the mighty sweet. When you're all alone, you know that jive ain't reach. So please stop playing those blues, Louie boy. Can't you see you're bringing me down? Thank you.
Sweet, the Rodgers and Hart tune Lover, Jack Teagarden featured on trombone with Louis Armstrong's All-Stars, live at Symphony Hall in Boston in November 1947. And Please Stop Playing Those Blues, Boy. This is a jazz rhythm salute to Jack Teagarden. Despite the frequent myth that racial color lines kept jazz and swing segregated until the late 30s, jazz was integrated from the start. For instance, as early as 1929, both Teagarden and Armstrong had made records and sessions that integrated black and white musicians. And as I said, Satch and Jack's paths crossed often over the years. Here's a rare and wonderful example where they joined Fats Waller in his rhythm, plus outstanding white saxophonist Bud Freeman in a 1938 broadcast. Listen to how powerfully Teagarden rises to the occasion. Jeepers Creepers, a rare 1938 broadcast, Fats Waller's piano and rhythm, his guitarist Al Casey, and drummer Slick Jones with Satchmo and Teagarden, and we'll hear more from that later. You're hearing Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong together on this hour of the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, recipient of the Gabriel and Golden Reel Broadcast Awards. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Later in this series, I'll be featuring more live Teagarden performances, his 1940s swing orchestra, and Big T's incomparable way with the blues. The recordings of Teagarden and Armstrong between 1947 and 51, mostly from live concerts, generated a brilliant body of work. Their collaboration brought out the best in each and left a lasting impression on the growing New Orleans-style jazz revival. Here's a typical example of Jackson and Satchmo together in a live performance from 1947. And by the way, despite the announcer's enthusiasm, the film he's announcing, New Orleans, was rather poorly made. It badly portrayed Louis, the other musicians, and jazz itself.
The occasion this morning is the premiere of Louis Armstrong's new United Artists picture, New Orleans. This is the picture that traces the history of jazz from Basin Street to Carnegie Hall. WNBC brings its microphones to this premiere tonight to pick up for you an unusual musical event. Louis Armstrong playing a concert of New Orleans music. Louis will be accompanied by some of our greatest jazz artists. trumpeter Bobby Hackett, trombonist Jack Teagarden, clarinetist Peanuts Hucko, Leonard Bernstein's bassist Jack Lesberg, baritone saxophonist Ernie Caceres, pianist Dick Carey, and drummers George Wetling and Sidney Catlett. The house lights darken, curtains are parted. Louie and the gang swing out and take us way down yonder, down in New Orleans.
What it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Mr. Moore's colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mockingbirds seems to sing, and I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. Oh, the Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of oleanders in June. That's when I'm wishing that I were there. You know what it means to miss New Orleans, when that's where you left your heart. And there's one thing more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans. Ha ha ha!
You're listening to trombonist Jack Teagarden and New Orleans trumpeter Louis Armstrong in live and studio recordings on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at mississippirag.com. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can request program playlists, find links to the worldwide web of jazz sites, or hear program sound clips at jazzhot.bigstep. That's one word each, jazzhot.bigstep.com. This Muskrat Ramble is from the famous 1947 Boston Symphony Hall appearance of Louis Armstrong's All-Stars with Teagarden, Barney Bigard clarinet, Dick Carey was usually the pianist, and Big Sid Catlett drummer for Louis, and Arvel Shaw string bass.